This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. The name that I will speak of today, inshallah, if understood properly, walk out of here much more confident, feel much stronger as a person, much happier, more powerful. Feel like you have more abilities than you previously believed that you did walking in. The name that I chose it for today, inshallah, Bismillah al-Aziz. Unlike yesterday's name that only existed in the Quran twice, Bismillah al-Aziz in the Quran 95 times. It's a very large number in comparison to other names. The word is rooted in the concept of Izzah. Izzah itself means integrity. It means glory. It means glory. It means pride. It means vanity. It means excellence. It means strength. It means power. Used in different ways within the Arabic language. Ismullah al-Aziz has four meanings that make the name extremely unique in the usages within the Quran. I'm going to talk about the four meanings and I'll give you examples, inshallah. The first meaning, وَالْغَالِبُ الَّذِي لَا يُغْلَبْ. He is the invincible, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unbeatable, unreachable. هُوَ الَّذِي لَا نِدَّ لَهُ. He is the unparalleled, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is like him, nothing is like him. هُوَ الَّذِي لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ. He is the one who is unquestioned regarding what he does. وَهُوَ الَّذِي لَا يُدْرَكْ وَلَا يُحَاطُ بِهِ. And he is the unfathomable, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is like him. No one questions him. We do not have the ability to comprehend and understand everything about him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the unbeatable, who has ultimate strength. That's the name of Al-Aziz. It's 95 times in the Quran. It is paired up with 11 different names, which is the highest number for any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's paired up with almost all the names that are commonly used in the Quran. When you look at the pairings, it is paired up with the name with four names the most. So there are four names that take up more than two-thirds of the pairings. Because most of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names come in pairs, right? So Azizun Hakim, that's the highest. So 47 times Azizun Hakim. Okay, let's see. What's the second one? Who can give me a guess? Al-Alim. Al-Alim is 14 times. There's two more. Let's see. Rahim, 6 times. There's one before it. No.
Jabbar?
Al-Qawi, 7 times. And then it exists with other names as well. So you'll find Al-Ghaffar, Al-Wahhab, many other names that are paired up. But these are the four highest. And when we look at the meaning, it's paired with Al-Hakim because the one who is unfathomable, who is unquestioned, who is unparalleled, who is invincible, is he reckless? Jalla Jalalullah, hashahu. Guess that's the question. Will he be reckless? Because this is unbelievable power. He is beyond everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is he reckless? No, he is the all-wise. So he is Al-Hakim. So every time the name Al-Aziz comes, it's paired with Al-Hakim, just so that you don't fear recklessness. No, he is very wise. It is paired with Al-Rahim, because when you think of these four attributes, you fear maybe he is cruel, but he is not. Jalla Jalaluhu, he is extremely merciful. And then in other situations where he is talking, subhanahu wa ta'ala, about his power, where he's talking about beating the enemy, he will pair Aziz with Qawi. Because what's the point of being unquestioned, of being with high integrity, unfathomable and unparalleled, but you're weak? What's the point of that? It brings nothing. Strength has to be paired with that. He has to be strong. Al-Qawi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Alim, if he's going to be all of that, and he is Jalla Jalaluhu, is he ignorant? Hashahu. He is the all-knowing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will use all this strength for the best of, in the best ways. When we look at the usages in the Quran, after every victory that is spoken of in the Quran, you'll find immediately the usage of the name. You go through Surah Al-Anfal talking about the fight or the battle of Badr in Anfal and in Ali Imran, it's twice. At the end, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes through all everything that happened, يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ. The issues of the malaika and the rain and people falling asleep for 15 minutes before so they're stronger and changing the places so that these people have mud on their boots and the other ones don't. All of that is just bushra, it's just good news. It doesn't change anything. وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ. So your hearts find ease. وَمَن نَصْر. But victory is exclusively مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. It comes from عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Al-Aziz. The unbeatable, Jalla Jalla, the invincible. When he speaks of Ma'rakat al-Khandaq in Surah al-Ahzab, as you go through the 2.5 pages at the beginning, at the end of it, he comes to the last ayah before he moves on to something new, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the surah. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. And he sent back those who came to Medina trying to destroy the place. بِغَيْظِهِمْ, in their anger. And in their failure, لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا, they found no good when they did this. وَكَفَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saved the Muslims from having to fight. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful, and He is Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is one of the names that you cannot translate with one English word. Unlike yesterday's name, Al-Fattah is easier. Al-Aziz, you cannot do it. There is no translation. It has four meanings within it. They have to be clear in the mind as you go through the Al-Hijrah. When the Prophet ﷺ made it, against all odds, he made it ﷺ from Mecca to Medina. And إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهِ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَّمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. After talking about the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah that talks about the act of Hijrah and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam nasr, victory, being able to actually make it. Look at the beginning of Surah Al-Mulk that we all memorize. When you come to that question that no one knows how to answer, the question that philosophers have been spending the last 10,000 years wondering about, why are we alive? What are we here for? Why are we so different than every other creature around us? Why can we stand up and look at the stars and wonder and think about thoughts and wonder about wondering? Why can we do that? Why do we have metacognition and no one else does? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He created death and life so that He will put you to a test to see who will perform the best. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Because you don't know why. You can never understand why. Don't attempt, it's not going to work. You can never understand why. He did it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did He do it? He is Al-Aziz, that's why He did it. He is Al-Aziz. Every single surah that starts with سَبَّحَ or يُسَبِّحُ. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, in the skies and on earth is continuously exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of that ayah you find what? Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, Al-Aziz. Because when He is exalted subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are you exalted, Ya Rabb, by things that we don't see? How is it done? Al-Aziz, don't ask. You can't ask, He's unquestioned. And He is unfathomable, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to give you an example I personally enjoy a lot. When you look at Isa alayhi salam, we recited them yesterday, the ayat, Surah Al-Ma'idah, when he's talking, when he's being questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did you tell people to worship me? Isa, did you say that? So Isa says no. Isa alayhi salam has to stand there at that day and defend something he told people not to do that was attributed to him doing. Imagine that level of oppression. You're oppressed to the point where you're being accused of doing something that you specifically told people not to do. And you have to answer for it. So he's answering for it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. And at the end of it he says, إِنْ تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. If you punish them, they are your servants. وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And if you forgive them, now what you think was going to come next, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That's what you think is going to come next. But no, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
And the question is, well, why is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim here? There's no... If you forgive them. You see, if he forgave them, he is forgiving those who did not believe in him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Correct? If he's going to forgive them, he's forgiving those who committed shirk. And committing shirk is something that's unforgivable. But if he does forgive it, well, he can do it. Who are you and I to question him and say, Ya Rabbi, why did you forgive them? You said you wouldn't. That's none of our business. He Al-Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can forgive whoever he wants, whenever he wants, Jalla Jalaluhu. That's why Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, because we don't get to question that. That's not up to us. When Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, Ya Rabbi, I want to see, how do you bring things back to life? So he tells him what to do. ثُمَّ دُعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا. And then call them, they'll come to you. وَعْلَمْ. And then know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And know that you'll never know how. You'll never know exactly what happens, Ya Ibrahim. You cannot break down this molecularly and scientifically to understand how I resurrect something dead and bring it to life. You can't do that. Oh, he's Aziz, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's beyond that one point. He's beyond that one point. His Izzah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand that there is no Izzah without him. You will not find Izzah without Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look for it elsewhere, you're going to be, you will fail. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. He who is looking for izzah, he is looking for integrity, for strength, for power, for pride, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all of the izzah, all his. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh, those who believe, don't go to the enemy asking them to be your allies out of fear. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Are you looking for izzah with them? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Izzah is all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you looking over there when it's with him subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would you do that? You may say, well, we know a lot of people who don't believe in this and they have izzah, right? Not really. Anyone who searches for izzah outside the izzah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't really have it. You just can't see it. You just don't see where his humiliation falls. It's in the Quran as well. So this is, it's in the Quran. There's a man in the Quran called Al-Aziz. He is called Al-Aziz, the guy in Egypt. He was the minister of commerce, or he was one of the leaders of Egypt. And he was called Al-Aziz. He was literally called the name. He is the one of integrity and pride. But when his wife tells him that she tried to cheat on him. He was still fariri then, because just don't Yusuf a'rad an hadha, don't speak of that, just whatever. مَذْلُولٌ فِي بَيْتِهِ. He is humiliated in his own home. In his own home, he has no pride. He has no integrity in his own relationship with his wife. What izzah could he possibly have outside? So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by appearances. Looking for izzah outside the will of Allah and the izzah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible. How do you live with this name? Yes, I don't take much of it. Living with the name. Number one, live with izzah. As Al-Mutanabbi says, عِشْ عَزِيزًا أَوْ مُتْ وَأَنْتَ كَرِيمٌ. Live with integrity or die with honor. Live with integrity. لَا تَكُنْ عَبْدِ الْمَأْمُورِ. Don't say I'm just a soldier. I'm just the servant of some. I'm just a servant who follows commands. You are not Abd al-Ma'mur. You are Abd al-Aziz. You are the servant of al-Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you walk with your head held high. When you ask for something, ask for it with your head held high. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم in a hadith narrated by al-Bayhaqi بسند الحسن. من تضعضع لغني لغناه فقد ذهب ثلث دينه. He who will humiliate himself in front of a rich person just because they're rich, hoping for money, has given away 2/3 of his religion just by doing that. When you ask for something, you ask with integrity. You show integrity because you are the servant of Al-Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. You serve him. And if he is Al-Aziz, then you should sow some of that in our own conduct and behavior. That's the first thing. Live with integrity. Do not be afraid. Afraid of what? Of death? What is there to be afraid of? Poverty, afraid of disease. It is all within his destiny, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live with his izzah. Number two, show humiliation. Just show it to him. If he is al-Aziz, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when we ask him, how are we supposed to ask him? One of the dua that the salihin used to make, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi'izzatika wa dhulli wa ghinaka wa faqri wa quwwatika wa dha'fi. I ask you with your izzah and my humiliation, my humility. How did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua, alayhi salatu wa sallam? When he made dua, after he made wudu, he would sit towards the qibla. قَالَ ثُمَّ يُطَأْطِئُ رَأْسَهُ. Then he put his head down like this. قَالَ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ هَكَذَا حَتَّى نَرَى بَيَاضَ إِبْطَيْهِ. Sometimes we could see
يعني parts of his armpits because of يبكي تتقاطر دموعه من لحيته الشريفة عليه الصلاة والسلام. You can see the tears dropping from his beard عليه الصلاة والسلام.
This is how he makes his dua.
Speaking to the Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live your life with integrity. But when you speak to him, don't. You're speaking to the Aziz himself. So bring yourself down. Number three, grant those around you izzah. من ذل عنده مؤمن وهو قادر. This is a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. من ذل عنده مؤمن وهو قادر على نصره أذله الله على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. He who witnesses a mu'min being humiliated does not stand by him, does not grant him izzah at the moment that he could, will be humiliated in front of all creations on يوم القيامة. Grant others izzah as well. Make sure you don't allow people to humiliate themselves in their lives. If you see someone humiliating themselves, remind them that you know. أنت عبد العزيز, you are the servant of العزيز. Hold your head up and walk with your head risen and chin up and feel the fact that you are the servant of Al-Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no reason for you to humiliate yourself to anyone but to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Aziz. I hope that was helpful. Subhanahu wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Jazakumullahu khairan.